This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, for decades, we've been touting the benefits of ethanol and biodiesel. Not only is it renewable and cheaper than standard fuels, but it's also better for the environment. And that's why we're seeing more conversions to high blends of biofuels across the country. And it adds credibility to our homegrown biofuels when a large company begins converting its fleet of semis to B100 biodiesel. And that's exactly what PepsiCo has done. We learn more right after this.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner, now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Heather Buchter is with the Clean Fuels Alliance and tells us about the new move for PepsiCo's fleet, including B100 in their trucks.
So PepsiCo became a member of Clean Fuels Alliance America last year, and it really just made a lot of sense. They've been working to meet their aggressive decarbonization goals and looking at a wide portfolio, which includes renewable diesel and biodiesel. So, of course, being the National Trade Association that represents biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel, it made sense to partner up and then just really tackle these issues together. So they've worked a lot with our technical team, and they're now implementing B100, so 100% biodiesel, into their fleets. They have about 100 trucks already outfitted, just like this, with the Optimus Technologies Vector system, which allows it to run on 100% renewable diesel. So now we are both feeding and fueling our nation, and really proud to be out here to say thank you to our farmers to help us do that.
Not only is this a smart move for the environment, but it also speaks to PepsiCo's efforts to assure their customers that they're doing the right thing. Now, the upfront investment of converting their fleet will be offset by the fuel savings and reducing their carbon footprint.
Yeah, I think it will pay over time. And also, I think it just makes it more attractive for their products. We know that consumers are starting to demand this. So I think you see the whole value chain all around PepsiCo just increasing. And they're also leading the way, I think, in decarbonization goals and encouraging their scope 3 emissions to reduce their carbon footprint as well. So PepsiCo has just been an awesome advocate for biodiesel. And we hope to continue to see that with more fleets that they partner with to deliver their products across the country.
While PepsiCo went to complete B100, we're seeing conversions happen on many different blends of biofuels. Buchter says that this is not the biodiesel of 30 years ago.
So what's great about biodiesel is that they're running on 100% biodiesel with their trucks, but you can implement it in any kind of modification, basically. So anything from B5 to B20 to B50, we're seeing mandates in states now that are requiring that, and the benefits are really endless. I mean, you have cleaner air, better quality, and better performance as well. So I think a lot of people associate biodiesel with when it just came online about 30 years ago. And we like to say this is not your grandmother's biodiesel. It has been through rigorous testing and meets specifications by ASTM International. So the quality and performance is just spot on with petroleum diesel nowadays.
Buchter says that they could not make any of this happen without the hard work of America's soybean farmers. She adds that the agreement like this is a great benefit to our producers to help them drive more demand for homegrown U.S. soybeans. You can find our full conversation through a link on our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.